Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for physical therapists nationwide. An exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619.
This is the PT Pinecast. And we're on the road, live from Miami. We packed the cooler full of beer and took the show on the road. We talk PT, drink beers, and record it. This is the PT Pinecast, recorded live from the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. Proudly supported by the American Physical Therapy Association. With your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
This is coming in hot.
Hello.
Hello. Hey,
let's
just
go ahead.
Let's leave the PTDOS because I want to wrap it up. I want people to know, you know, what happened.
You want me to say the meaning of the day? Encapsulate the why.
Encapsulate the why. That's a hashtag. I'll start. I've been recording, but I'll start it officially now. The next episode of the PT Pinecast starts right now. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. We are at the hotel bar at the Hyatt Regency in Miami. It is day three of what feels like an 11-day long conference when you don't get any sleep.
In the best of ways. In the best of ways.
National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. I'm here with four people who are not students, which is ironic. We're just hanging out. We're going to start with Josh Inofosa, leading off with PT Day of Service, the second year in a row. This is the year that you figure out everything that happened the first year, what you could improve upon. We'll leave with Inofosa first, because not everybody knows about it, but our goal is to try to make sure everybody knows about it. PT Day of Service, what is it in case someone doesn't know?
So PT Day of Service is an initiative where we challenge PT staff and students around the whole world and around the country.
Around the world
to do an act of service in the same day. And not only do that act of service, share moments had and connections made with each other in the world online and social media with the hashtag PTDOS. So Jimmy, you mentioned year one. In year one, we had all 50 states participate, and we had participation from 28 countries.
Wow.
This year, we've had participation again from all 50 states and also 42 countries.
Wow.
And it's been a beautiful thing. It's a chance for clinicians and people associated with profession to engage with our communities.
I think it does a couple of really great things. Number one, it does good in the community. I mean, it's just good.
Yeah.
Marymount University, we did a wheelchair wash. We had people doing canned food drives, you know, 5Ks, just anything. And you guys painted the picture beautifully last year. It didn't have to be something, quote, physical therapy related. Just a bunch of physical therapists, physical therapy assistants, staff, students getting out there and doing something and letting people know, hey, we're PTs, we do cool stuff.
Yeah, you hit it exactly, Jimmy. One of our rules, Josh could confirm this, was for your service project, do something that you feel comfortable doing, you enjoy doing, and that would benefit the community. We've seen people work with Habitat for Humanity, clean up parks, do soup kitchens, do free screenings. There's just this dynamicity to the day that is so inspiring.
Dynamicity?
Yeah.
This guy got a thesaurus for Christmas. I like it.
That's a spell.
The cool part about it, too, was, you know, with the hashtag, you get to kind of voyeuristically view in on what everybody else is doing as well. So you're out there doing a canned food drive. You get to click on that hashtag PTDOS for a PT Day of Service, and you get to see what everybody else is doing. So the word spreads. Things multiply. You went from 28 countries and 50 states to 42 countries and 50 states. That's a big difference. Getting things to go internationally, it's not terribly easy. So good on you guys.
Yeah, Jimmy, what's so amazing this year is we actually looked at the hashtag results, and we saw thousands of pictures being posted across social media. But on Facebook alone, we had almost 90,000 people talking about PTDOS.
Wow. That's not an easy number to get to.
It's not an easy number to get to. But so I woke up that morning and I searched it, and the first thing that I saw was a news broadcast, a national news broadcast from Malaysia.
Wow.
So there was a group of PTs there who went out and did a community, I don't know what they did, because it was in Malaysia.
They spoke dynamicity.
I bet it looked like a dynamic. They looked like a dynamic event. But it was incredible. They had our logo and they had versions of our shirts, which were different colors. And
that's
seemed
what happens
to be
in Asia. They take all the stuff we do in America and make crappy knockoff versions.
They found a way to make spinoffs of our shirt because we couldn't ship internationally.
Which was
so cool to see.
What was that number again? 90,000?
Almost 90,000.
When you log on to Twitter and you see things that are trending. Like, you know, nip slip or whatever, and it gets to, like, you know, 1.5 million.
Yeah.
You know, those numbers kind of get like it's hard to get scale, but 90,000 getting talking about something good, that's difficult.
I wouldn't call us nip slip numbers yet.
We're not a nip slip yet.
But that's our goal.
Hey, look,
that's in the five year
not going to put ideas in your head. I'm just going to let you know. Next year, maybe throw in an epaulet.
Yep. If you think that'll boost their numbers.
You know, so like a palpation malfunction. It almost rhymes at the end of each word.
Yeah. I mean, that's first day of PT school, right?
Just to start
coming full circle right now. Coming full circle.
So where are we going to go next? That's always the question. Because you're going to keep going. Right?
Yeah, we're going to keep going. This is year two. And the special thing about last year was pretty special. This year, we talked a lot about sustainability, not just the day, but what can we do beyond the day. So specifically this year, we did some sponsorship. We're able to raise some money, and we're rededicating the funds that we raised to three different portals.
Yeah. Okay,
so we're dedicating
that.
Money to Kelly Storette, K-Star, becoming a supple leopard. He has this nonprofit organization with his wife, Juliet, called Stand Up Kits, where they promote having standing decks in public schools, elementary schools, middle schools around the country. And we're supporting that. We're going to be donating funds to that. Josh and I, if we're really talking big picture, what's next? We just co-founded a nonprofit organization.
Good for you.
So the people who want to serve in some different ways, domestically and abroad, could come and play with us and come and be involved. And we have a program called the Pro Bono Incubator Program. So we're going to be supporting PT programs that already have pro bono clinics, help them support whatever they're doing, help them do it better. And for those PT programs who want to start new pro bono clinics, give them the funds, the resources, the marketing to begin.
That's cool.
And then lastly, our third portal that we're going to be donating money to. We have a partnership and a relationship with the organization in Guatemala called the Kike Cerrone Foundation. This great organization by this great guy that is doing great things. They treat people in Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador. They run along a sustainable model. Whether a group is visiting or not, they have a full-time PT, they have a part-time speech, and they're really changing their community. So we're going to be putting them in what we call our clinic enhancement program, where we're going to try to enhance their efforts, resources, tools, skills, equipment, help them take it to the next level.
I like that. Well, let's help some people who helped you. Let's mention some of your sponsors, since they threw some sponsorships your way and now you're on the show. Let's help them out.
Absolutely. So there are a number of major sponsors. First of all, as Ifos already mentioned, the Storettes were a huge help this year. And so MobilityWad was a major sponsor. APTA has always helped us promote PT Day of Service through their website. Therapeutic Associates jumped on board this year. Athletico did. ATI did. WebPT, who also brought us out to their conference out in Dallas this year.
Ascent.
Out in Fort Worth, at Ascent, which was a phenomenal conference. So those were just a few of the many sponsors that were absolutely excellent this year.
Cool. What was the number? You guys want to throw a number around or what?
The number of?
Ducats.
Number
dollar bills, y'all.
Dollar bills? Yeah, so we actually raised $22,000 through PT Day of Service this year.
Good
and
for
that
you.
And that was a mixture. It was a mixture between sponsorships, T-shirt sales, individual donations, which were some of our favorites to see. Individuals who just felt so compelled by the movement to take their time out to donate and give their funds to it. So it was a great approach, and we're really excited to be able to rededicate those funds as we grow and as we're able to do more, reach more people, impact more lives.
For one day? $23,000? It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And Jimmy, really quick, that's a testament to the profession. You know, Josh and I say it every time. First of all, a successful initiative for me was when one person decided to serve.
Right.
But then to see the inspiration, like we mentioned the numbers, 42 countries, people from all over the world coming together to do this then on the same day, it gets me fired up, and it's a beautiful thing.
Getting that many people together to do anything is difficult, but getting that many people together to raise some money, you know, we always say this, you know, this day and age with funds the way they are, I mean, money's always tight.
It's tight.
But getting it that much, that's a lot.
Yeah, and the last one I wanted to mention too, Shepherd Center was a big sponsor of ours.
Oh, yeah.
And Dan Dale over at Shepherd Center in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And they're awesome. We know a couple of the PTs there. They do tremendous work, so I wanted to make sure to thank them as well.
That's good. What are you looking forward to? Let's do predictions, since it's going to be permanent on the interwebs forever once we say it and put it on the podcast. What do we think next year? What are you aiming for?
Yeah, so, I mean, we want to see more sustainable change happening. One of our favorite stories that we got that a lot with students, is students who went out for PT Day of Service to do service for their first time and found that there was a big need in their community and they wanted to get out and fulfill that need, whether that's just a couple times a year or every single month or every single week, getting out there and being more active parts of their communities. So we're really appreciative of that.
And another thing, beyond the numbers, I've had people reach out to me that are not physical therapists, nurses, teachers, that want to serve on this day. So under the banner of
those
physical
types of people get it and dig it.
Exactly.
They get this kind of thing.
And they want to serve under the banner of Physical Therapy Day of Service. They want to serve thus under the banner of physical therapy. And that's neat.
Here's why. Getting a movement like this has inertia.
Yeah.
Getting it moving, it's a pain in the ass. In theory, it's so easy. We'll just get a website. We'll get a hashtag. It'll be super easy. And you guys know it's not that easy. So when people see something going in a good direction, they're like, okay, you guys have already done the hard work. I'll come along with you. I'll do a little bit of the heavy lifting, but you guys already got it moving.
Yeah. And we see that as a good thing. More people serving is a win.
All right. So we've had a theme going on the weekend. Every time we've had guests on, we're asking them three questions from our sponsors at RH Medical Group. So you guys have to handle each of the questions. So here you go. First question: can't be a place that you currently are living or have lived. but somewhere in the United States that you would want to move, you've always thought about, to be a PT?
For myself, that'd be Colorado.
Colorado.
Hawaii, easy. How do you Hawaii, live on the beach, surf, yeah.
Second question. What's something you're currently reading or maybe have just read that you're really into? Can be PT or non-PT related, something you're digging.
My most current book, I'm reading a couple of things, but the one that's probably most punctuating for me right now is A Thousand Days by Arthur Schlesinger about JFK and his 3 years as presidency.
I like that.
I just read the book, and you might have to help me out with the title, the biography of Elon Musk. What is the name of it?
I think it's just
called Elon Musk. It smells like Musk by Ashley Vance. Good. Elon Musk. The guy is absolutely
super
incredible.
Smart.
Has
Tesla,
wild ideas, and SpaceX. Is just going after them. And I love that attitude. I love that passion.
Solar City,
SpaceX, Tesla.
He's got some stuff
awesome going
on.
Yeah.
Third and final question for both of you guys. Have to give a different answer. Who's someone in the physical therapy field that we need to know more about? Who's somebody who may be flying under the radar?
Greg Johnson of the Institute of Physical Art. He's really someone. I've taken a lot of my courses with the Institute of Physical Art. And this guy, if somebody had any sort of musculoskeletal injury, I don't care if I have options for physicians, for PTs, for PAs, whatever, Greg Johnson is a person I would send them to. He's the kind of guy, he can watch you walk and tell you what's going on at your shoulder.
Okay.
And that's a pretty neat thing. So I don't think enough people know about him.
Okay.
And Jimmy, you've been interviewed on this, right?
My advisor,
Your advisor interviewed you.
Under the radar.
Yeah, I know, but you have so many great, interesting, intriguing questions. I want to make sure that you're getting your due too. You know, Kathy Mirella has been a big mentor to me.
Yeah.
You know, she was our board liaison when I was on the Student Assembly Board of Directors. And I've learned so much from her. And she is someone who has a great passion for the profession, who gets things done. But she's not often the one that's on stage getting credit for that.
So she's behind the scenes.
She is a tremendous asset to the profession, tremendous person. And I love and respect Kathy. So I think she would be a very interesting person to get on the show too.
Last part of the episode is always parting shots. So if you had to do a parting shot into the students.
Jimmy, how much time ago? I was going to share an anecdote that I shared at the presentation today.
Anecdote me.
Anecdote you?
Hit me.
All right, so I shared this at our presentation today. We talk about service and travel and passion. I may know some of the listeners listening in right now, but last year in 2015, I did a trip around the world. I went to 22 countries in 8 months.
Wow.
And the whole idea of it was to create this mosaic and montage of physical therapy, service, health, culture, hospitality, compassion on the front lines around the world and get a sense of our differences and our similarities. Good moments, taught, built clinics, consulted. It was pretty fun. But the anecdote that I'm going to share, Jimmy, happened in Shanghai, China.
Okay.
I was doing some teaching in Ruijin Hospital in Shanghai, China. Talked to some physicians and PTs about some basic neuro rehab principles that they could use right away. The anecdote is I was staying in this tall building that I don't know if it was a hotel or a hostel. I just know it was a tall building.
Okay.
And the cafeteria was on the top floor.
Okay.
And they only served breakfast on the top floor. So every day when I would eat breakfast in the cafeteria, I'd take the elevator up to the top floor, have my breakfast, enjoy the view, and then I'd walk down to my room, which was on the ninth floor. Jimmy, this one day in particular, I'm walking down to my room in the staircase, and I just get this sudden emotion and this sort of sudden compelling force to stop in the stairwell. And I do. And I look up right through the windowsill into this courtyard in the schoolyard. In this courtyard in the schoolyard, about 40 or 50 students, third graders, fourth graders, fifth graders, and they were running and jumping and hopping and skipping and tackling and pulling and hugging, just all sorts of uninhibited motion.
Okay.
What they were doing is they were playing and it was poetic. It was poetry in motion. And I watched them play for 5 minutes, or was it 30 minutes? I don't know. But at the end of that time frame, a multitude of thoughts just came crashing down. The first thought, Jimmy, that came to me, this happens not uniformly, not across the board, and not for everybody, but as we get older, we far too often stop playing.
We do. Yeah.
We hesitate before we smile, we pause before we sing or before we dance. I thought of what Dante says in Inferno, La Commedia. I woke up in the middle of my life in a dark wood, and the true way was wholly lost. I awoke in the middle of my life in the dark wood, and the true way was wholly lost. That's talking about the midlife crisis, waking up at 50 and 60 and realizing you maybe hadn't done the things that your heart and your soul wanted to do or should have done or could have done. I thought about the Irish poet. His name is David White, and Jimmy has this quote that I love. He has this quote, "How do you know that you're on your own path? You can't see where it's going. That's how you know. How do you know that you're doing something radical? The path disappears. That's how you know." So in the stairwell in Shanghai, China, these three sort of lessons and thoughts just formulated around this experience. Lesson number one, we all have this core and this essence of things that we're passionate about, you know, in our life. But there's a weekly variance to it, and it shakes. There's a daily variance, and it moves. Thus, wake up each morning, know your daily joy, and pursue your daily joy each and every day. Lesson number two, live life with intentionality. You want to go to Hawaii, like Josh says, or Thailand, you book that flight. You want that job, you walk up to the CEO and you tell him you're the best person for the job and why. There's an attractive person across from you, go say hello. You live life with intentionality. And the last part is play. Play every day.
Wow. We went Dante on that parting shot.
I think that my parting shot needs to be listen to Ifosa's parting shot one more time.
I would back you up on that.
Yeah, let's back that up.
Gentlemen, what's the website again for PT Day of Service?
It's www.ptdayofservice.com. And we're also starting to promote Move Together. So this is the first weekend that we've launched Move Together. Move Together is a nonprofit that Ifosa mentioned. We just launched the website last week, movetogether.org. The social media, Facebook and Instagram is at Move Together Inc. And on Twitter, we're movetogether_. And that's a nonprofit. Real quickly, the mission of the nonprofit, to increase access to quality rehab medicine around the corner and around the world. Both near and far. We're so excited. We're going to throw our hearts, throw our passions behind that. Starting this week, and we have been, and we're excited to get more students engaged with it as well. Yeah. The term that we've been using is, are you interested in service? Come play with us.
Wow.
Let's play.
I like that. And it matches up with your parting shot. You guys ever thought about maybe actually doing some charity or something like that? You ever get your hands really dirty and do some good in this world? Maybe you start doing that. Josh and Ifosa, guys, good on you for just getting out there and making the profession look good, but really just doing good things for good people. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, man. Thanks so much.
Jimmy, thanks for your time.
Working at his orbicularis oris until failure. Jimmy McKay on the PT Pinecast.
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.